Here in Sydney, everyone's been asking the question, is the nightlife scene really dead? Well, after starring in documentary Amped Up, the indie dance punk band Kitty of the Valley has showed the city that live music is still alive and well. They're joining us live in the studio now. We have Allegra, Dylan and Howard. How are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Excited to have you in here. Now, I thought I'd ask you first, give us a little rundown. Tell us a bit about your band. What instruments do you guys play? What's the roles?
Well, I'm Allegra and I sing. Play a little bit of guitar, a little bit of synth here and there. I don't know.
I'm Howard. I play guitar.
I'm Dylan and I play the bass guitar.
And then we have Josh, who is our drummer, but he has to play for HSE students, so...
Oh, he's out there serving the community.
Exactly.
Hey? Amazing stuff. I'm curious, your name Kitty of the Valley, what's the story behind the name?
We took, like, a whole...
year.
Yeah, a long time.
A whole year.
And then Howard was looking at, like...
It was the old movie titles. There was like a spy movie from
the 40s, 50s or something. And it had the name Kitty in it. And then, truth be told, I was scrolling through TikTok and
as
it was
you
like
do.
Photos of like poisonous flowers and then Lily of the Valley. Mm-hmm. And then I shoved Kitty at the front. It took a second for him to be convinced, for Howard to be convinced on it. But
oh, so Howard wasn't fully convinced on it first.
Yeah, it was like, we were trying to think of it throughout December, and then on New Year's Eve, we had it, and it was like 11 p.m., and you were like, this is going to be it.
Yeah.
And then the fireworks went off, and we're like, yep, this is it.
And you're like, this is a sign. It's going to be the band. So how did you guys first become a part of the live music scene? What was your first gig like? Talk us through that.
Well, I guess, Dylan, you've been going to gigs for a while, so you've always been in it a little bit. I go to the con partially.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of musicians at the con who are in bands in the local scene. So they're a good connection.
So when did you guys first start performing on stage? When was your first gig that you had?
March 2nd last year.
Yeah. Wow, exciting. So do you guys, was it a bit scary going up on stage at the start, or you kind of just like slid right into it? Or
I was freaking out.
Yeah, we had
time.
To do breathing exercises before we went on.
Crew bond.
It's like everyone from work and my entire family to come. It was at some like bookstore in DY where I'm from. And but when I got on, it was just incredible.
It was great.
It was packed though.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dylan.
And my like 7-year-old cousins were there as well. I think it was probably not the right environment for them. But I'm pretty sure I lost my voice like 2 weeks beforehand. Poor timing on my part, but.
I bet. Well, I'm sure you still did a great gig, right? You got it done.
Well, we got through it at least.
Yeah,
exactly. And you're still out there playing gigs, right? So that's the main thing. And what do you think the biggest challenges of the live music community is facing right now? In that kind of area.
I mean, there is a lot of oversaturation, and only certain people are getting picked up and promoted the most.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know, there is a lot of diversity in the scene, but it's not shown.
Yeah.
So, another thing is like so many venues are a bit running dry and closing down.
Yeah, like the Alley, I think the other one.
Yeah, got bored out. And
it's where we met our drummer Josh, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, it was a great venue and like it was great for up and coming bands, and now it's just not a thing anymore and it kind of sucks because it's such a...
Sad how all those venues are kind of going away and limiting the places you guys can play. But anyway, Kitty of the Valley will be joining us just after we listen to a track called Lush from the band themselves. Stick around. And Kitty in the Valley are still alive in the studio. And guys, tell us more about your style of music and the kind of sound you guys are putting out there with your music. You guys are rock.
Yeah, broadly, I guess. I had this whole spiel before, and it was a reference to a Lily Allen music video, but I don't remember it.
Indie rock, no wave,
post punk, dance punk.
Put all the labels on there.
Post punk revival.
Amazing. You guys just want to make music that makes people dance, makes people
dance, cry, sweat. I don't know. I like to make music that I want to listen to, and maybe that seems 100%. A bit. Self-indulgent, but
why not?
Yeah,
like, you know, if you love it, then everyone else is going to love it as well, right?
Hopefully,
exactly. Hopefully. And so you've got a new EP coming out soon. What can you tell us about the style of that?
Well, we have like there's going to be 6 songs on it, and we say there's 3 pairs, so it's like 2 songs on the EP sound similar.
Oh, cool.
Ask for it and changes.
not a pair, but
yeah.
One changes is like more nostalgic. Ask for it's more punk, brash. Yeah, I don't know however you want to describe it, but it's I feel like it's cohesive. We call them like sister songs. For example.
Nice. So you got three pairs.
Yeah. Like a sandwich.
It's like bread, lettuce, meat, and it just.
You only have bread, lettuce, and meat in your sandwiches?
Yeah, that's the real question.
Well, they've got to be like the same thing. You have three options.
Yeah, the real question is, what are you having on your sandwich? Yeah. But yes. So Kitty of the Valley's new EP is quite the sandwich of songs, is what I'm hearing. But yes, you've got a new single that you've just released this morning. Is that right? Oh, tell us about that.
It's called Changes. We wrote that last year.
About a year ago, like July.
Mm, oh, okay. Cool. I can't remember.
1 year out of us.
And I don't know, I'd gotten a synth off of Gumtree that Howard found. It's a microcorg, if anyone knows. And I was just playing around on it, and then we started building the song to this little synth pattern. It's kind of about like trying to reconcile with all the past versions of yourself. Having a warmth and nurturing for your younger self, your future self, the people that you love, and not knowing what's coming ahead of you, but you being there is enough in the moment. So.
Absolutely. I love it. And do you guys have any gigs coming up? I think you have one coming up.
Yes, we have three this week.
Oh, you guys are going to be packed.
Yeah. We've got Friday at the Lansdowne.
Yeah.
For the After Dark series. Then... two on Sunday for the King Street Crawl. We've got one
with the Dust at Bootleggers at 1 p.m.
And then at like 4
p.m.
we're playing at St. George's Hall, opening for the Lazy Eyes.
Meow, which is very exciting. Oh yeah.
Amazing.
But keep August 15th in your calendar free for an even more special gig.
Ooh, I'm already keeping mine free for that. Yeah. Oh, that'll be exciting stuff. Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a pleasure to have you on. We'll put all the details about Kitty of the Valley's upcoming gigs on our website, 2SCR.com.